Normally what they do is this.
How can
they don't offer pleas.
Yeah.
Outside of their policy. And federal court, the way you plea negotiate to any degree that's similar to state court is before someone's charged, indicted.
Okay.
Before someone's indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Either prior to criminal complaint or they get arrested on a criminal complaint like you did,
mm-hmm.
then you just kind of get into
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still different because you still have these guidelines issues and all this shit, but that's where really where you get into it and roll your sleeves up and try to hammer something out.
Mm-hmm.
Once an indictment comes down, they basically, unless you've weakened their case
mm-hmm.
significantly,
mm-hmm.
you're fighting for how do we knock those guidelines down.
Yeah.
And can we ask for a non-guideline sentence? Those are the two big things that you fight about after an indictment. Now, so for him to even talk in the neighborhood of misdemeanor after indictment, he's been indicted. The way they do it is this. And I've had several cases.
Okay. Sure.
The Rose case.
Yeah.
I worked that case out.
Okay.
But it took exactly what I'm about to tell you. You have to say, as a defense attorney, I am on board with it under these parameters. You can work out the parameters, okay, with the Giacomo, the underling. But then once everybody's on board, you know it's not a promise. He then has to get approval. So it doesn't.
Except in this case, it may very well come from a higher place to begin with, because
but
we haven't discussed it with him unless you did it in passing.
Like you might think that. We can't put the cart before the horse.
I understand.
In any degree.
I understand.
In other words, we have to come to them.
Appearances.
Or he has to go to his supervisors and say, this is what happened. He has to go to his supervisors and say, we've been talking about this case, defense attorney and I, and we've gone back and forth on it. We really both think misdemeanor is the way to resolve it. They're on board with it. Here's why I think it should work. Okay? And if there's not that they're on board with it, nowadays they won't even bring it up.
Okay.
But the supervisors will never say, offer them a misdemeanor and see if they take it.
I understand. The thing is this, though. I can't say, I'll take something that I don't know what it is.
I understand.
And so I understand that he's not going to write on a piece of paper, I'll offer you blank. But this is all unusual.
No, I think it is.
This is all unusual. And it's
I
just happening
it.
Now.
Because I don't recall
not only
really
that,
starting plea talk.
If it weren't, and that you'd remember. You might not remember nine words in passing.
No,
but if you had a conversation.
And, but I'm telling you, if he were to come back to me and say, well, Mike, you said the other day, okay, I stand corrected.
Okay.
I brought it up.
I understand. But
you
I
did not
have
reinstitute.
Right. Now, a year has gone by, and not only that, let's see if we can kill the mother and the boyfriend, okay? So we're doing all this, but the only thing that is altered in all of this is that now Hochul has gotten this thing, which also includes, among other things, the U.S. attorney and his wife, the Princess of Wales, have close connections to blah, 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 and why didn't they recuse himself from this case or ask for a special prosecutor or something else? And DiGiacomo, Hochul got this, DiGiacomo got that. If it's Goodyear material, the answer is no and all this other stuff. I told you, the judge, what they had said to me was, what you want to do is file this thing on December 4th, and within a month, send all of those certified things to those 25 or 30 people, return receipt within a month. Bomb them with everything. The filing, we want this. Oh, Paris? Oh, yeah, she committed perjury. We want that, too, and do all of that like a... Okay. And I'll take care of it so you don't have bits and pieces all over the place. When you get something like it again, no trouble. But they said, within a month, those half dozen things, do them. All the board members are not going to be able to say, because they signed for them. Well, we didn't do that, but we've done some of it. And now suddenly, out of nowhere, and besides, even if you had, like, ha-ha, at a cocktail party 3.5 weeks ago, why should he take the hook?
Yeah.
Except.
Especially now. Well, now, the timing of it, I think, is what you're pointing at.
Right. Which means.